Yeah, thank you very much, Bangladesh. Are you done? Okay. Yeah. If we are to also check the language that has been used under the program of action, program of activities under the DDPA?
The international decade.
Or the international decade. It reads like the states should adopt and implement the policies and the programs that provide effective protection for and review and repeal all policies and laws that could discriminate against people of African descent facing multiple, aggravated, or intersecting forms of discrimination based on other related grounds, such as sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, social origin, property, birth, disability, or other status. So this becomes consistent with the argument that EU has actually made, that the intersecting or intersectionality of approaches to actually fighting the very same intersectionality of approach of the status quo actually has been used. So I don't know how the delegates will feel after we have read this, but this is just an evidence among others that intersectionality has been used and has been there for quite some time in the approach against racism and racial discrimination. And if we have to postpone it, we can, and we'll deal with it at the later stage, but this is the situation now, and I believe that delegates will actually have more information when we come back to it at the later stage. And I propose that we move to paragraph number 10. We can bracket number 9. We'll come back to it at a later stage. Number 10, it reiterates that poverty, underdevelopment, marginalization, social exclusion, and economic disparities are closely associated with racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, and contribute to the persistence of racist attitudes and practices, which in turn generate more poverty. This is number 10. Is there any opinion for cleaning here? Any views, new thinking on the number 10? If it is so clear and immaculate, we can pass. Yes, Ron, have the floor, please.